Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A breakthrough in battery technology that could revolutionize India's renewable energy ambitions, that is what researchers at the Institute of Nanoscience and Technology, Mohali, have just achieved. What makes this significant is that the institute, also known as INST Mohali, has developed a novel electrolyte additive called BDIIM for aqueous zinc-ion batteries, or AZIBs. This additive has enabled symmetric zinc-zinc test cells to operate for over 1,400 hours, a major milestone in the quest for safer, cheaper, and more durable energy storage solutions. First, let's understand why this matters. The work addresses a central bottleneck in grid-scale energy storage, finding battery chemistries that are safe, cheap, and durable enough to store the surplus generated by India's expanding solar and wind capacity. But why does this matter? India's renewable energy ambition, including a target of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030, hinges on cheap and safe storage to balance the grid when the sun does not shine and the wind does not blow. Now, let's look at what are aqueous zinc-ion batteries. An aqueous zinc-ion battery uses a water-based electrolyte and a metallic zinc anode. This makes it fundamentally different from the lithium-ion battery, whose flammable organic electrolyte poses a fire risk. AZIBs, on the other hand, are attractive for stationary, grid-scale storage where weight and compactness matter less than safety and cost. But what was the problem that this research solved? Zinc anodes in water-based cells suffer from three linked failures: hydrogen evolution, corrosion, and dendrite formation. Hydrogen evolution occurs when water splits at the anode, releasing hydrogen gas and wasting energy. Corrosion happens when the zinc surface degrades over repeated cycles. And dendrite formation occurs when uneven zinc deposition grows needle-like dendrites that can pierce the separator and short the cell. These problems sharply shorten battery life. Crucially, the BDIIM additive engineered by INST Mohali modifies the chemistry at the zinc surface to suppress all three failure modes at once. The result? Symmetric Zn-Zn cells lasting more than 1,400 hours demonstrates greatly improved cycling stability. And here is something that surprises many students, because zinc is abundant and the electrolyte is water, AZIBs are not only safer but also cheaper than lithium-ion batteries, making them suitable for grid-scale storage. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The Institute of Nanoscience and Technology, Mohali, is an autonomous institute under the Department of Science and Technology, or DST. It conducts research at the intersection of nanoscience, materials, energy, and healthcare. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The breakthrough is at the laboratory scale, and the journey from a long-lived test cell to a commercial grid battery requires scaling up, manufacturing engineering, and field validation. The way forward is to move promising chemistries through pilot lines, integrate them with India's storage procurement and viability gap funding schemes, and protect the intellectual property. A diversified storage portfolio, lithium-ion for mobility and zinc-ion or sodium-ion for the stationary grid, best serves both energy security and the net-zero pathway. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Institute of Nanoscience and Technology, Mohali, that is INST Mohali, is an autonomous body under the Department of Science and Technology. The BDIIM additive suppresses hydrogen evolution, corrosion, and zinc dendrites in aqueous zinc-ion batteries. Symmetric Zn-Zn cells with the additive lasted over 1,400 hours, and the study appeared in ACS Electrochemistry. AZIBs use a water-based, non-flammable electrolyte and are cheaper than lithium-ion, suiting grid-scale storage. India targets 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030 and net zero by 2070. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS3, that is, Science and Technology and Environment, specifically Indigenous Technology, Energy Storage, and Renewable Energy Integration. For prelims, remember the characteristics of AZIBs, the role of INST Mohali under DST, and the difference between AZIBs and lithium-ion batteries. For mains, consider why energy storage is the critical enabler of India's renewable energy transition and how indigenous research can reduce import dependence. In conclusion, this breakthrough in aqueous zinc-ion battery technology has significant implications for India's energy security and renewable energy ambitions, and it highlights the importance of indigenous research and development in achieving these goals. The success of AZIBs could pave the way for a more sustainable and secure energy future for India.